On the Boss Man Show, we have a writer, ghostwriter, philanthropist, doing big things out of Buffalo, New York, where the Bills are, of all things. It's Tanisha Mack, and the only team that's really in New York is the Buffalo Bills, people. Other teams in Jersey, so y'all know. So it's Tanisha Mack, and what's up, Tanisha? How are you doing today?
I'm good. And yes, I was born and raised in Buffalo. I'm in Georgia now.
Yes, indeed. Now, the weather must be so much better for you.
Oh, my God. I mean,
New York coming down here.
Oh, my God. Having snow up to our necks. And now, you know, when we get a little bit of brush of snow down here, you know, they shut the city down.
Yes. Hey, it's case in point right here. When it snows, I'm in the house for a week.
Yeah. See, we're so used to it that when we out and about and there's nobody on the streets, people, I'd be like, oh, well, we know what to do in this.
No doubt. Let me ask you, Tanisha, what inspired you to become a writer, a ghostwriter, and, you know, take your things that happened to your life that was negative in terms of positive so you can be who you are today? Showing the world that, hey, you can overcome some bad situations and not let them hold you down.
Right. I became a writer after my husband was killed. I found healing in writing. I always liked writing. Don't get me wrong. I'm the kid in the class that when they gave the 12-page paper, I was the one excited. So I had a friend that contacted me and said, man, you've been through a lot, you know, the last 10 years of your life. Maybe you should write a book. And I found it to be healing as I was writing, and I just continued writing, and I didn't think my book was going to take off the way it did, and it did. So I just continued writing and writing. Then a lot of people started contacting me like, hey, your book was a success. Can you help me with my book? And I'm like, sure, you know. So I started, it just hit me like, you know what? Why don't I start a publishing company? And then after I started a publishing company, then I get the people that say, you know what? I'm not really a writer. Could you help me with my story? And then I was like, you know what? I love writing. I love telling stories. Let me become a ghostwriter. And that's how everything became. I took a tragedy that almost killed me and learned how to heal from it through writing. So that's how that became about.
I got you, because I'm like, you know what, like I can tell you off the air, like, you do some writing, like, my articles are short, to the point, like, the Hawks won, they did this, boom, 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 boom,
right,
over, like, to actually write, like, I ain't gonna lie, back in the day, I was trying to write a book about relationships, and it was too short. They said, this book is too short. I said, well, this is what I feel about it. Maybe it could be a short guide on how to get it done. I don't know.
Right. Like, I'm over it.
No, 2010, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I admire you because, like I said, for me, the radio is therapeutic. I can just talk about it and be done with it.
Right.
To actually sit down and write, rewrite, proofread.
Yes.
Read it again, write it again, let it go to an editor. The whole process. So tell us about the whole process of trying to get a book published or written to completion.
Okay, so if I'm writing a book for myself or even in ghostwriting, with ghostwriting, I have to sit and talk to my clients for about an hour or so. We do a couple of interviews where I record them, I get their story, and then I start listening to it and start putting it in order and you know, putting it down and writing. I'm old school. I don't just write it on a computer. I write it out first on notebooks. I write it out. I go over it again. And then I type it out. And then I send it to my client. Or if it's for me, I type it out and I send it to the editor. When a client is happy with it, then it goes to the editor. So it's a long process. It's not something I personally can write my own book within. Maybe I just wrote a book in 2 weeks. I was going through something and I just wrote it. So, but I can write a book as quick as 2 weeks, or I can write a book as long as a year or so. But with my clients, I try to give them 5 to 6 months because it really doesn't take me that long to write.
No doubt. So for you, do you find inspiration that it would be like y'all riding around or just going out somewhere? I know in my situation with radio content, I might get an idea just by being out somewhere. Like, I might go to Starbridge Walmart. I might go to the Ponce Roof. I might go to Peachtree Street, see something crazy, have some content, or Go to Lynx Mall and got the Dodge Bullet. I'm at a concert.
So no, I find inspiration in things that I've been through or things that I know someone close has been through. So my inspiration just basically comes from personal experiences or things that I've known a person's gone through. So that's where I get my writing from. And if I know it personally, I would be able to write it quicker.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think that'd be cool. Like I said, I just have so much respect for you and what you do, because I just know for me how I struggle writing. Mm-hmm. You know. And so a lot of listeners out here probably have the same issue I do, where it's like having to sit down and actually write something out. Because I'll tell you no lie, I haven't wrote anything in years. Okay. I don't think I can still write even. I can't even still write anymore. I don't know. I haven't had to write anything out in years. I don't write checks. I don't do anything. I sign with e-signatures. I use signing fields or whatever. So I can't even. That's somebody actually signed something and wrote my name.
Right. You can't write your name. So no, you're not able to write a book.
Can I still do it? I don't know, but it may.
Right.
But it's crazy in this digital world that you still want to do it the old fashioned way, which is just good. Like my father still gets checks from SunTrust. Well, Truist now. I'm like, mm-hmm. order you some checks, like, bro, like what?
You need checks for what?
He's like, son, I want to write my check.
I want to write my check.
I don't trust that. You got to go get an envelope, some stamps, all this long process to pay Georgia Power.
Right.
You can just literally go, I can go online for you and pay them for you.
Right.
He's like, no, I want to write my check. And this joker had me go buy a book of stamps. I'm like, what in the blue hell is this? So yeah, it was just funny that he did that. I'm like, really? Wow. Now let me ask you, Tisha. So for your to get a client that wants to join you and be published by you, ghostwritten by you, what is your criteria? I know some people I met here, some somebody's out here. Oh, I want to help me too. So how do you decide who do you help and who you don't help?
Serious. You have to be serious in the process. When I start talking. A couple of things. You need a budget. I tell people to research ghostwriters. They're not cheap. There's nothing that's going to be a cheap process. So if you have a budget and you're ready, I know that you're serious. If you have your ideas and your thought process and you know where you want to go with the book, I know that you're serious. It all depends on when we do the consultation. If I get the hesitation and the playing around, then I know it's nothing. But if I get the client that's I'm ready to do this. Then I know that they're serious. And I take a lot of people based on their stories too. When I hear a lot of people's stories, when we're talking through our consultation, I'm just like, yeah, let me help you with this one.
Got you. And how much do you have input? This is their book. So how much do you get involved for is input and creativity when you're doing ghostwriting? Because that's some question I had for you as well. Like, how much do you get involved for as the creative side of with it being their book ultimately?
Right. I have clients that give me full creativity. They just tell me their story and be like, go. Like, I have one client that she loves me. We working on her second book. She'll tell me what she need to tell me, and then she say, go. Do you? And then when I send it to her, if it's something she wants to take out or then there. And then I have other ones that, you know, they put their input in. I'll listen to their story, write it up, and then they'll wind up sending me something like, hey, I wrote up something. Could you add this in? Or so it depends on the client. Like I said, I have clients that just say go, and I have clients that say, hey, I want to add this, or I want to have 50% of my creativity, you know, things of that nature.
No doubt. I see a lot of awards. You've been around a lot of heavy hitters. So tell us about that. For people who don't know Tanisha Mackin, yes, it's Mackin, people, not like with a G, but with an I-N, Mackin. Right. Tell us the people about who you, the awards you've received over the years and who you've been around that they recognize the heavy hitter names you've been around. Read your bio that this woman is on a mission in transition?
Well, I did. I was blessed to be able to do an anthology with actress and comedian Kim Cole. That was something that was just amazing for me because, you know, we all watched her as Sinclair on Living Color. Living Single. Living Single. She was on Living Color too.
Yeah, Single. Yes,
right.
I missed that show.
We watched her on those shows, so that was a blessing. Some of the clients that I have now that I'm not going to mention their names, but they are a blessing to me as well. You know, they're heavy hitters. And I've just been blessed with people who trust me with their stories, especially some of these celebrities. And I actually did a book tour for Stevie J's oldest child's mother. So it was a tour that I put together for him and her. So that was fun, you know, being able to watch everybody screaming, "Oh my God, CBJ," you know. And at that time he was like a heavy hitter on the reality TV, so that was good. I mean, I've just been around a lot of people. As far as the awards, I'm blessed. My city that I live in, they actually blessed me with 3 awards for the last 3 years, best business. So that was good. I've received Rising Star, Author of the Year, so those are dope. I appreciate them.
No doubt, she's making it shake for real. Stevie J is very funny. I'm not a reality TV fan, but his memes and what he say stuff.
Yes,
it's one of a kind.
Yes.
Many of the songs that you all like that are getting remade over and over again by these new artists, he put the beats down. He was the producer for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you like any Bad Boy record from like the early 90s to the 2000s?
Exactly.
That's Stevie J.
It's him.
That's who did it. Forget right. What you see on VH1.
Right.
The man is a genius.
Yes.
When it comes to producing music.
I think he's 4 Grammys in or 4 Grammy nominated. But yeah, it was 4.
Yeah, so yes, I love that brother. That brother's funny as can be. Now, you have Mac and Miracle. Tell us about that, because I think it's very important. It's your assistant widows and children. So tell me about that project that you have been a philanthropist as well, Tanisha.
Right. So I haven't done it in the past year due to, you know, thanks to COVID. But what I used to do with Mac and Miracles is we used to, me and my children would adopt a family around Thanksgiving and start getting their Christmas list together. And we would just go out, we would ask for donations. And if people donate, that was cool. But we would go out with the list. And my daughter used to love it because she loves shopping for toys. And that's what we did. And then around like maybe a week or so before Christmas, we'll go over to our family's house and deliver the stuff. We never recorded it. We never did anything. We just went over there with love and gave them their gifts.
No doubt. That's the best way to do it, because I for those who do it for the gram and TikTok, I'm like, are you putting on for social media? Are you really about this life?
Right, right.
You know, because helping somebody is not to be broadcast all over social media.
As much as I was helped when that situation happened with my husband, because it made worldwide news. It was a big case. And when I say people from all over different states, different cities, sending my kids diapers, because my daughter was like 4 or 5 months when it happened. And my son was on his way back to school. You know, I think he was going into 1st or 2nd grade, the school supplies, the diapers, the milk, the clothes for my daughter, just people from everywhere, the money that was sent. I couldn't repay everybody. So I had to do something. And that's what we came up with.
Yeah, paying it forward, it's always fun to do, for sure. And I mean, that is one, that's a great thing to do, because, you know, I feel like, Tanisha, you know this to be true as well. It's better to get and receive. You know, when you and I are musicians, where we can actually use our platforms to give back and help out where we can. And, you know, for me, it feels good, because I know where I grew up at. I didn't have much as a child.
Right.
To be able to establish a platform, have a job covering in sports and media, and be able to help out the communities, give these young kids an example of success that, hey,
exactly,
you can do it too. I came from your beginnings as well.
Right.
And I made it. You can as well.
Exactly.
No doubt. And you know what, Stacey, let me ask you this, for this. Since you've been in Georgia, what is your favorite thing to eat down here in GA since you left up north? I know y'all like seafood up there and stuff like that. What's your favorite thing to eat down south here now?
Oh, you know, we're from Buffalo, New York is the home of the Buffalo wings, so that's what we eat up in Buffalo. Down here, I always it's crazy. I always blast them, but I this restaurant, which was a food truck, and he became a restaurant called Fat Boys. Oh my God, we go we go there at least twice to three times a week, and today we're going there today. Every Friday we make sure we go because he has this thing that I got addicted to, and it's crab fries. It's the fries with the crab meat on it and some type of sauce. Oh my God, it is good. So that's what I eat. I eat that like three. I'm telling you, I gain weight from that place. And it's
Yeah.
black owned business, so I love supporting them.
No doubt. See, now that's what I got. I'm not good with crab and seafood. I like
Oh.
fish. I like fish, like the catfish, and that's about it, and some shrimp. Like, if I like, it's a Papa Do's, it's gonna do some
Oh
crab.
God, I'm
Juicy
such a
crab. I don't like
seafood.
that. I don't like that food is salty to me. I don't like juicy crab.
I'm such a seafood fanatic. I mean, salmon, fish, crab. Like I love it. And I don't do scallops and I do lobster and crab legs, but like scallops and mustard and the oysters, not I don't do those.
Yeah, everybody here like, look at juicy crab. I don't like that place. I don't like Papa Do's. That's, to me, it's
Oh,
over.
that's my place.
To me, it's overrated.
Oh, that is my place.
Look, I go Taco Mac and be cool.
Oh yeah, now see that's another place we DoorDash all the time too. Taco Mac.
Hey, I go Taco Mac on 138. I'll be good. Starbridge, I'll be good. Oh, they know me. They know what I want. Ten
Right.
barbecue fries, no salt. They know that about me.
They know
Hey,
that.
I'm good. Like,
That's
but
funny.
the juicy crab up at Tar Boulevard, nah, I ain't going up there. No, I don't want to go there. I don't care about crab boils, whatever you, whatever
Whatever people
that
get.
crap is. I don't care. Look, I'm gonna go to a hood spot, get me a two catfish with some vegetables.
That sounds good too.
All seafood I need, and some shrimps, maybe. I don't need much else.
Right.
I don't want to break off crab legs and break whatever they gotta do to get to the
Me and
crab
my
meat.
daughter, we sit here and we'll crack them things all night and eat. Put it in the butter and eat.
Look, I'm like, so if y'all go to a seafood spot, I don't invite me. I don't need to go. Like, I'm gonna bring my own food in.
Oh God. They'd
I've
be like,
been
who
that
is
petty
this?
before too. Yes,
They'd be like, who is this with this own food? Like,
I brought in some Wingstop Papa Do's. Okay,
no. No, sir. No, sir.
bro, you yes, I got. Look, I don't want this high expensive crap. I don't want to eat.
Right.
I'm gonna bring my 10 piece from Wingstop and my fries and my brownie and be
Right.
good.
You sound like my son. I always, anytime we go to a seafood restaurant, I always got to, if it's not salmon, I have to find him chicken fingers or a burger. So that's him.
Yeah, so me and your son agree on that, man. It's
Right.
crazy. But it's funny. Everybody in Atlanta want to go to the Deucey Crab and Papa Do's. I'm like, look, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed by these places. Don't even start it on Ruth Chris Steakhouse, okay?
Oh yeah, I never even. I'm not fooling with them.
Look, I said, that's a bill.
Yeah,
That's
I'm not
my
fooling with
light bill right there.
And
Ruth
then you be
Chris.
like, so does this come with vegetables? No. Oh, we gotta order our own. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, nah. Because, see, I grew up
Nope.
where I had to look, watch my money. And I still had that mindset. Like, I'm not overpaying for just a name.
Exactly.
You know, I'm paying for the name Papa Do's. I'm paying for the name Juicy Crab or Ruth Chris or whatever other kind of Chris you want to have in Buckhead. I'm not paying it. It's funny, Tisha. I know we're having a good time. It's funny. Chick said, "You have a nice job, but you cheap." No, I value my dollar.
Yeah, I watch my money.
I'm not just paying for a name.
Right.
Like, nah, I can do without the name. That's why I never own a pair of Jordans in my life.
Oh, yeah, I don't wear them.
I'm not paying, I'm not making him richer.
Mm-mm, I don't wear them.
Is he going to buy any of my boss mans? I think not. So I'm not going to buy his.
Right.
Like, I'm about to help this man be richer. He ain't gonna help me. I said, if he blessed my show with some money,
right,
then maybe I would be
more inclined
to be inclined to get because he blessed my show. So people like donate to this. Are you gonna donate to me?
Right.
Hey, it's a give and take. What am I getting out of this?
Right. Exactly.
It's just business 101, people. Because as you in business too, you know how it is. People send you emails all the time about different offers.
Right.
My response is, how does this benefit the Bossman Entertainment Group?
Right.
If you can't tell me how it benefits me, I ain't doing it.
Right.
Because I didn't come to you, you came to me.
Exactly.
Because I know you probably get emails the same way I do. All day long. All the kind of offers, like, nah, we good.
Right. That's how I am.
Yes. Now, are you a Bills fan? Mm-mm. Well, that's us promising.
Don't kill me, everybody in Buffalo. I'm just not. I just never was.
So are you a Falcons fan? Or
no, I just, when it comes to football, I'm really not into football. I love basketball, and that's just... And it's crazy because me and my son has this argument all the time, but he's the team player. Me, I'm wherever LeBron go. I'll be like, oh, LeBron.
Oh, no. You're one of those.
I like LeBron. Yes, I do. I'm a fan of his.
Oh, no.
I'm not a Lakers fan at all. When my husband was alive, me and my husband used to go back and forth about the Lakers. I'm never a Lakers fan, but he happened to go over there. So I just be like, okay, LeBron there. Let me watch. Yeah, I'm not a Lakers fan at all.
But the LeBron thing, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I love LeBron. It is what it is, and I'm not going to buck down from it.
Me and your son have so much in common already.
Right, he'd be so mad at me. When you just don't like the team because he is. Let me tell you something. He is Golden State to the end.
Yes,
we actually, our dog's name is Curry. He named the dog Curry. Like, come on.
Wow.
So,
wow, yes, I love the Warriors too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I cover the Atlanta Hawks, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I like the Warriors. I say it out loud. I like the Warriors too. you know, I like the Warriors a lot.
No, I like them too, bud.
You know, I can't say it out loud because they're like, you Atlanta Hawk guy. Yeah, but are the Hawks won a championship? I don't know.
Right.
Golden State can. They can help me when I go to the barbershop talk about the LeBron people. But I love to give LeBron people. I love to give y'all stuff. I love to give y'all stuff.
Yeah, that's how my son is. And I'll be like, whatever. I don't care. He know I don't care. I just be like, whatever. I still like him.
It be blowing my mind. At Laker Hawks games, it'd be more LeBron fans than it'd be Hawk fans. It blows my mind.
When I have season tickets to the Hawks game, and you know, I'll go to some games, but I'll sell, you know, my tickets. But when the Lakers come or when LeBron come, and I've been going when he was in Miami, when he was with Cleveland, I'd be like, I'm there. You ain't got to worry about me. I'll be there.
Well, I'm there every night. So I'll see you at the game, man. I'm there every night working. So.
Right.
and probably I'm cheering against him. Let's go Hawks.
Right.
You know, it's crazy though. But yeah, it'd be so many fans in Laker gear. Like when the Knicks come up to the Knicks, the Celtics, the Nets, the Sixers, all them traditional teams, Golden State too, when that was good. It's more them and Hawks fans.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always. So Atlanta's just kind of one of them towns, but the Hawks are getting better, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, they are. They definitely are.
So yeah, so no doubt. Now, so sell them 66 online. Then I'll tell you, sell them because I mean I'll do the same thing if I had them. I would sell them. I'll make the prices be way higher. That's when the Lakers come down.
Yeah. Oh, God, when Lakers come, I already know what it is.
You know, I'm going to make the tickets high as can be. You want to see your mans? It's going to be a tax for that. It's going to be a tax.
It's going to be a tax for that.
It's going to be a man's tax. You see your mans, you know. So, yes, indeed, have a good time with Tanisha here. Tanisha, before you go, tell up people some projects you have coming up. They can get some projects you got coming up as well, and how they can reach you online.
Okay, so you can reach me on, I'm on every platform as Tanisha Mackin Publishing or Tanisha Mackin. And that's T-A-N-I-S-H-A Mackin, M-A-C-K-I-N. And I do have, which I haven't told anybody, you're first, I have a new release coming out in a couple of weeks for part two of a book that I've done. A couple of years ago, I did this book and it was number one. And I did a part two to it. So that's coming up. I just like literally finished it and it's coming up probably about 2 weeks. I'm going to be announcing that, I think Monday or Tuesday. So
no
be on the lookout for that.
So yes, we play a show on tomorrow. On Saturday here, we will get the breaking news first from the Boss Man Show on your radio. Yes. No doubt. Appreciate it, Tanisha. Well, Tanisha, thank you for your time, and I will see you if I'm safe from arena at a Hawks game. Then I'm there every night. Just hit me up. I'm there every day. That's my job. I'm there every game. I gotta be there 5 o'clock for 7:30 game. I'm there.
Right. You there. Gotta be there early.
Yeah. So I'll see you then. You be safe and glad to have you on the show. We gotta do this again real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.